This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. military officials say American forces in Iraq and Syria have come under attack 151 times since mid-October, when Iran-backed militias started firing rockets and drones in support of the Palestinians. VOA's Jeff Selden reports from the Pentagon.
At the White House, officials promised to make sure Iran-backed groups across the region understand they will pay a price.
We'll continue to do what we have to do to protect our troops and our facilities. We are certainly mindful of the danger.
White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says that includes more preemptive strikes against Iran-backed Houthi terrorists in Yemen when they threaten international shipping. Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
The U.S. and British militaries launched new rounds of joint strikes against multiple Houthi sites in Yemen. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
The U.S. and British militaries on Monday bombed 8 locations used by the Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen. At a news conference, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says President Biden spoke earlier Monday with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak.
Clearly, they talked about what's going on in the Red Sea and the need for a continued international multilateral approach to disrupting and degrading Houthi capabilities.
According to Sunak's office, the two leaders agreed to take, as needed, targeted military action to degrade Houthi capabilities. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Dozens of family members of hostages held by Hamas stormed a committee meeting in Israel's parliament, demanding a deal to win their loved ones back. Meanwhile, in Brussels, European foreign ministers Monday joined growing international calls for Israel to negotiate on the creation of a Palestinian state.